Blog Talk Radio.
We are live. It's time for the Roman Show on this March 12th, and we have an incredible show for you this evening as we welcome ECW and WWE veteran and BWO member, the Blue Meanie, to the Roman Show. It has been some time since we have heard from the Blue Guy, but he will tell us all what's going on in his life here on the program. Also, find out how to win free Bump Drunk merchandise. You have seen the cool merchandise. Just head on over to bumpdrunk.com and you see the exclusive t-shirts that they got. You can buy the Lucha Mask hoodie or the Jake the Snake t-shirt. They got all sorts of stuff. But make sure you go out there and visit bumpdrunk.com for the coolest stuff that you can purchase in regards to professional wrestling merchandise. Also, we're going to speak about the CM Punk Undertaker feud. Was it controversial? Was it pure entertainment? We're going to find out. We're going to discuss it here tonight on this evening here on The Roman Show. If you want to call in, 714-868-0222, 714-868-0222. Grab a Vita Coco, drink yourself to an awesome evening of The Roman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now Mikey Ruckus, praying down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of The Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we pop shots as you lick at your chops. So straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah,
got it on lock and time to the knot. We got the industry crossover like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we going to curve. With a red carpet news break, shocking the world. Come on, ride, coming on the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these. Weird.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey you. Yeah you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
I see your dirty face.
On this March 12th, thanks so very much for joining us. If you happen to catch this not live, and if you're listening to it on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or TuneIn Radio, try to make it a habit to listen to us every Tuesday or every Wednesday. Want to give a special shout out to Vita Coco. If you were at Wrestle Fiesta this Saturday, you enjoyed the Vita Coco, because I sure did. I think I had me like three of them. They had me going to the bathroom, but it's a good thing, guys. It's a good thing. Flushing out all the stuff out there you got in your kidneys, so it's good for you. Don't worry about it. Vita Coco keeps you hydrated. Instead of drinking some just average Joe water, drink some Vita Coco. Add some flavor to your hydration. Also, shout out to Fight Vit. Every now and then we get a little lazy. We want a little boost. Drink one of these 5-hour Fight Vit products, drinks, and you will be ready to go the entire day, man. Special shout out to Jacko is an elite performance sports brand that designs apparel for the training disciplines and emerging culture of a new breed of athlete. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those who are following us on our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. You saw the pictures. That's right. We got some Jacko merchandise to give away. We'll give you some information on how to win it later on in the show. But today we're going to give away, like Zia mentioned, Bump Drunk merchandise. You know, started off the show this afternoon or evening or wherever you are, before we bring in our first guest, the Blue Meanie. Can you believe, you know, every time I just go in these things, it's just very weird. A couple in Utah might be going to jail after being arrested for allegedly sticking broken razor blades in donuts in hopes of getting a settlement from a grocery store. Both these individuals were arrested for filing a false police report after allegedly sticking the razor bits into donuts they purchased at a Smith's food and drug store and then actually eating the blade-filled pastries. Come on! How far must you go to get some cash? All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we haven't heard from this character in quite some time. On the Roman Show, joining us, Joe the Reporter. Joe, how you doing, my man, before we bring in the Blue Meanie?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Roman?
Pretty good, man. You were out there at Wrestle Fiesta this Saturday. Quite the audience out there, a lot of people enjoying themselves. We gave away, by the way, special thanks to Barrington Hughes for hooking us up with that T-shirt we gave away to a lucky fan. Also to Greg Smith, the Illuminati. Thank you so very much for that T-shirt. And the Headbangers for helping us out, signing a autographed portrait. We gave it away to a lucky fan. And you can check out all those pictures on our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. And for that person who's joining us in the chat, call in 714-868-0222. Hey, Joe, so what's going on with you, man? It's been some time. Well, what can you report to us as far as what happened at Wrestle Fiesta?
Well, prior to the show starting, you know, I loved the kids in the crowds, and I really loved that thumb wrestling contest you had with these kids. These two kids really went at it.
They did. They really enjoyed it, and both of those guys were winners in my book. In fact, one of them ended up winning the Barrington Hughes shirt, but there was another kid that, he took home some Vita Coco. So that's good stuff. But yeah, a lot of interaction, a lot of fun. What about the wrestling? What about the wrestling, Joe?
Oh, man, the wrestling was phenomenal. The Rosa Negra match was phenomenal. I love the women's division, the Bombshells. What else was there? Oh, yeah, don't even forget about the main event.
The main event was good with the Headbangers going at it.
Yeah.
And they're very always interactive with the fans, and that's a lot of stuff. So that's awesome. So, Joe, I want to get your point of view. What is your opinion on CM Punk breaking in a tribute to Paul Bearer from the hands of The Undertaker? Do you think it's controversial, or do you think it's just purely entertainment? And do you think Paul Bearer would have enjoyed this stuff?
You know what? This is wrestling. This is pure entertainment. People might take it the wrong way, but I honestly think that Paul Bearer would have done the same thing too. You know, it's pure entertainment. It's like how they say, the show must go on. they have to keep on with the storyline. Because if not, what's wrestling for?
I totally agree with you. Look, let's just take a look back to what happened with Owen Hart when, unfortunately, he lost his life. The show went on. When Brian Pillman, they had just found out that he had lost his life. He committed suicide. The show went on. It's something that, as entertainers, whether they are here or not, I'm sure whether they're hurt or unfortunately they leave us, I know that they would have given the thumbs up. And I know somewhere upstairs, Paul Bear is just giving a round of applause to all of the performers at the WWE, because let me tell you, it built so much heat with CM Punk. And I don't know about you, Joe. I don't know about you, but I am really, really, really looking forward to CM Punk versus Undertaker. If it was up to me, I would make it the main event. I'm dead serious. That is how much I have fallen in love with the storyline. It's awesome. And it's only been, what, 2 weeks that they started this rivalry? I know it's going to be awesome. And I know that Paul Bearer right now is looking upstairs and guys and saying, gosh, I wish I was there, but don't worry about it. You guys are doing a good job.
And this is like a fantasy match turned real.
Yep.
When would you ever think of CM Punk versus The Undertaker? Who would ever think of that?
Never. Absolutely awesome. I'm telling you, I just can't wait for that match. I mean, I think after I watch that match, I might as well just go home. But let's also talk about rumors are speculating that we could see Triple H and Brock Lesnar in somewhat of an MMA format. They haven't really stated the specifics about it. I don't know if they're going to be wearing, you know, the typical MMA gloves. If when they kick each other, it's going to be for real. Are they going to allow submissions? I mean, at the end of the day, this is pro wrestling. So,
yeah,
we do know, we have an idea who is going to win, but what's going to happen? I don't know. I do remember a while back, Joe, and I think you remember this. They had on Monday Night Raw, they had kind of like a boxing tournament with wrestlers, and they were hitting each other. They were. But I think it was Billy Gunn who ended up winning that tournament. But you gotta, how can I put this? You know, apples are apples and oranges are oranges. You know,
well, it might be interesting. Yeah, it might be interesting because, you know, it's like, well, it all depends because, you know, now with WWE being PG-13, you know, how far can they extend the MMA stuff? You know, are they really going to be, you know, really giving that MMA style into that wrestling ring?
Mm-hmm.
How far are they going to take it? If anything, maybe the submissions. Maybe the submissions will be more MMA style than, you know, the wrestling.
We're going to find out come WrestleMania 29 as we are just heading towards that special date. And we are going to have a member of WrestleCron next week here on The Roman Show. We are actually scheduled to be on Thursday, but we're going to have WrestleCon official who's going to tell us who is going to be at WrestleCon. It was known as Wrestle Reunion. You know, you had all the legends of the pro wrestling, but WrestleCon is going to be taking place in New York, and he's going to be here. He's going to tell us who's going to be there, who to look forward to on The Roman Show. And in fact, he was already planning on next year's WrestleCon in New Orleans. We might have a sneak preview of what to expect. And let me tell you, we are surely expecting The Roman Show to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, next year, 2014, Joe. I'm pumped and I'm ready to go. Well, Joe, thanks for calling in, man. We're going to get a hold of the Blue Meanie. Thanks so very much, dude.
No problem, Roman.
All right. All right, there you go. Joe, the reporter on The Roman Show. Again, want to give a special thanks to Vital Coco and Fight Bit. You can visit fightbit.com. That's fightbit.com. And again, forget coffee, forget Starbucks. This is the stuff you need to get you going throughout the day. All right, let's get a hold of the Blue Meanie, former WWE, ECW veteran, and also BWO member, the Blue World Order. Mikey Whipwreck later on, too, on this month.
Hello?
Hey, Blue Beanie, how are you?
What's up,
Welcome
buddy?
Welcome to the Roman Show. All right, pretty good, man. Thank you so very much for joining us. I know you have a hectic schedule, but really appreciate talking to you here on the show tonight.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. You know, I'm taking a little break here from trying to file some football free agency frenzy going on here in Philadelphia. So.
Well, same here. You know, we just signed a big name with the Miami Dolphins. We're in South Florida, so we got a new receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, so hopefully, our Dolphins will do something this year. You know, every year is the year, but the year actually never comes. So I know with the Eagles, I know you guys also has had your opportunities, but
we've had our lean years as well. So, but hopefully Chip Kelly can turn it around. I'm actually excited. As good as of a coach Andy Reid was, you know, it's time for change and get some fresh blood in there, some fresh ideas and stuff like that. Because I mean, watching Andy Reid coach was like the movie Groundhog's Day. Every day, every year was the same old, same old. So, you know, hopefully we get some new blood in there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. Even though it's almost already April, I'm looking forward to next year's football season. So,
America can't get enough of football. But, Blue Mean, let's talk about pro wrestling.
Sure.
Ever since you departed with, you know, the WWE, you've been doing a lot of independent shows.
Yeah.
Yes, you're still active. And, you know, one thing about you, Blue Meanie, I've always liked your style, and I really think that you deserve more credit because you're a great wrestler, man. You really are.
Thank you.
You know, at the time you really left a lot of people puzzled with the moves you pulled off in the ring. And to this day, and you were very, very charismatic, and the role that you played with the Blue Meanie and the Blue Guy. Heck, even when you were Blue Dust, you know, it was very exciting when you did your stuff back then. So what are you up to lately?
I think I puzzled myself sometimes too, but, you know, doing the meanie salt and stuff like that. But, I'm sorry, what was the question again? I just kind of had a brain cramp there.
No worries. What have you been up to lately? And are you planning to be in the WrestleMania weekend in New York?
I've still doing independent wrestling, but I've also been dabbling in independent film. One movie I did called Miss December is coming out. It's on video on demand, and you can get the DVDs will be in store soon. It's being produced by, well, not produced, but it's being distributed by Kevin Smith's Movie Club. It's called Miss December Film. You can go to missdecemberfilm.com or, you know, check your local video store or on-demand services. And another movie I also did was a movie called Mancation. It was me and Joey Fatone and Winnie from the Wonder Years. You can find that in any local Walmart, you know, or wherever you find your favorite videos, you know, Mancation, or you go to mancationmovie.com. And just trying to stay busy, you know, independent wrestling is, you know, it could be good and sometimes it could be frustrating, but I mean, like any business, you know, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, but, as long as you keep, you know, being persistent and, getting out there and just doing what you love to do, you know, you could have fun. I was always fortunate, you know, that, you know, in ECW, you know, while all these guys, you know, were doing a little bit more of the, pardon the pun, extreme stuff, you know, I was the comic relief, you know, you could say, of the promotion. And when it came to, you know, take the show in a different direction, you know, me, Stevie, and Nova would go out there and, you know, try to give the fans, you know, lighten the mood a little bit so you could have a breather from, you know, one extreme, you know, then we would come out and then you can go to the next extreme. So I've just been very fortunate that, you know, I can combine my love of wrestling and, you know, comedy together, you know, because growing up I was always, you know, my three loves growing up was music, wrestling, and comedy. I'm a huge fan of comedian George Carlin, Sam Kinison, Andrew Dice Clay, and Bill Hicks. And just to be able to, you know, make people laugh as well as try to tell a story within a match, It's something I've always been I'm very fortunate that I got a chance to do that.
And one thing about you guys as a BWO, you guys are supposed to be a spoof of the NWO, but the funny thing is you're a spoof at the same time. You're very entertaining, and all you guys could wrestle. And that is just something cool that you guys provided.
Well, thank you. I mean, and the best thing about the BWO is that the guys from the NWO totally, you know, they liked it. They totally dug it. And, I mean, to this day, you know, I'll see Scott Hall here and there, and he's always cool about it. I mean, Scott Hall would tell me that he would, you know, rib Kevin Nash, that, you know, hey, just do the blue world order and the blue guys. The leader of the BWO and the blue guy is supposed to be me. I should be the leader of the NWO, you know. They would just rib each other like that. And I guess Stevie met Kevin Nash, and, you know, Kevin was cool about it. It's something, you know, because I think they knew we were doing it out of respect. And, you know, I mean, anytime we did parodies, it was always because it was somebody who was worth parodying, and it wasn't really making fun, but, you know, paying tribute. And, you know, the cool thing is, years later, people still talk about the BWO. I live in South Philly. I live 10 minutes from the ECW Arena. And I'll be walking down the street, and, you know, you just hear a random car go by going, BWO! You know, and it's just like, it's like, man. And some people, I did a show last Saturday here in Philly. We did a fundraiser for the local Little League team, or the Little League. And there was a crowd full of kids. And when I went into the ring, these little 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids are chanting ECW.
Wow.
You weren't alive. I actually broke character in the ring. I was like, these guys weren't alive. Why are you chanting ECW? But, you know, they chant BCW. I get BWO chants almost daily, you know, because I live right in the epicenter of where, you know, ECW was created. And,
isn't it amazing after years, many people still talk about ECW? And I mean, let's be honest, they weren't financially as big as a WCW. They didn't have the funding that
right.
Turner had on WCW, McMahon had on WWE. But to this day, people just would die to see an ECW show happen again.
Right. I mean, ECW was a statement. It was a movement. It didn't need the $1 million or $1 billion backing, because it was just an attitude, you know. Wrestling's, before ECW came out, wrestling sucked. I mean, it was a down period, you know. Everything's a little bit too safe, too cartoony, and too sanitized. And not to say, you know, ECW was, you know, X-rated or dirty or whatever, but it was grittier. It was down in your face. It was like a pit feeling, you know, like old school wrestling, when you see wrestling from TV and there'd be like one spotlight over the ring and that was it, you know, and, you know, two guys got in there and they kicked ass, you know, and they just, it was, people went by names, you know, it wasn't like, you know, one word, you know, names and stuff like that. Excuse me. Ooh, excuse
it's
me.
All right. It's all right.
Blumini's getting old.
I'm going to have to give you one of these 5-hour energy drinks we got here, Petey.
Brother, I'm begging you. If you can, like, if you can text one over to me or something. I don't know how we can do this over the phone. But if you can, I got a Dropbox account. You can put that in my Dropbox.
There you go.
Yeah, I love fire. I'm all about the 5-hour energy, man. So I swear.
But Meany, back with the BWO, whose creation was it, and why call it the Blue World Order?
Well, I mean, just like we were doing parodies at the time, and like we would always work in our names to the name, like to the parodies, like you know, Stevie was Bear Von Erasky, we call him Bear Von Stevie. I was Blue Dust instead of Gold Dust, and we did the parody of William Regal and Bob Eaton when they were the Blue Bloods, and we were the Blue Meany Bloods. So it just seemed. The whole idea of doing a parody of the NWO came up in the conversation I was having with Al Snow, because, you know, Al's one of my best friends in the business. He trained me, and, you know, when I it was my first time away from home, and he was like a big brother to me. And, you know, we still talk to this day, but around that time, you know, NWO was the hottest thing. And, you know, I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, man, you know, we've been doing these parodies. We should do a parody of the, me, Stevie, and O, we should do a parody of the NWO. And, you know, instead of New World Order, you know, Blue Runs with New, we could be the Blue World Order. And instead of the bad guy, could be the blue guy. And Al started cracking up. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe there's, you know, if I can make Al laugh, usually, you know, I gauge it by, you know, that. And I presented it to Stevie, and Stevie was like, oh, well, let's talk to Raven. Raven liked it. Raven brought it to Paul Lee's, you know, attention, and, you know, I went and got the shirts airbrushed, and we got in the ring and did it, and then once they heard the crowd reaction, I think they saw dollar signs where they, you know, they can give Stevie a nice little singles run, and they could sell some T-shirts, and which, you know, helped, you know, which went back into funding the shows and making, you know, funding the product, and we had a nice little, we almost had a full year run with it. So, I mean, it's amazing, you know, in 2013, you know, people still talk about it. And there's one time me, Stevie, and Nova were doing, we still get together to do it on independent shows, you know. And Nova turned to me and Stevie and was like, can you believe it? Like 13 years later, the BWO's around and the NWO's nowhere to be found. You know, it's like we outlasted the NWO, which is kind of funny when you think about it. But, dude, I mean, seriously, it's one of the best things that could have happened to us. I mean, people still talk about it. And 100 years from now, when people, you know, people who are my age as a kid, you know, are doing their wrestling research on the internet. You know, they can look back and say, "Oh, what was CCW?" And you know, one of the notes in the history of CCW will be the Blue World Order. You know, I was I was watching one of those WWE Legends of Wrestling things, and they had one on factions. And, you know, Taz was, you know, talking about ECW once, and he brought up the Blue World Order, and I was like, I thought that was the coolest thing. And then here we are, you know, like I said, 13 years later, and WWE's, you know, showing, you know, a clip of the, you know, BWO on their Wrestling On Demand service, and then, you know, last Christmas they're showing, you know, Wrestling Christmas skits, and they're showing me and Stevie as the Blue World Order in Times Square, you know, and Stevie kicking Santa Claus. So, I mean, it's just something that came out of a conversation with Al Snow is, you know, still resonates 13 years later.
And meaning now, when you came to the E, there was a time, you know, you guys brought the BWO, you did the bow, Blue Dust and all that stuff. But there was a time that you lost 100 pounds. How'd you do that, man? You lost this 100 pounds. That's a lot of weight so quickly.
Not to brag, but I lost like 160 pounds.
Wow. How'd you do that, man?
It was, it just got to a point where, you know, they had asked me to lose the weight. And I was like, sure, you're paying the bills, so I'll lose the weight if you want. And I went and started seeing a nutritionist out of New Jersey who was brothers with Headbanger Mosh, Chaz Warrington's brother, John Warrington. And I started taking, you know, vitamins and supplements, and he was, you know, consulting me, and, you know, I was doing a lot of high-protein, low-carbs type stuff, you know, I was drinking tons of water, doing tons of cardio, and, you know, fat burners and multivitamins and, stuff that clears out your digestive tract, you know, and stuff like that, and, you know, just, you know, turn your body totally out, you know, make your body, you know, alkaline, you know. So when you take all these vitamins and stuff, and, you know, build your blood up and stuff like that. And it took me, I want to say roughly a couple months. And I was just hitting the gym, hitting the weights and I was up to drinking like a gallon of water a day, you know, and just working out like a madman. And It was a good thing. It was a bad thing. You know, my whole life I've been like heavy set, you know, AKA fat. And, you know, growing up it was kind of rough because I grew up asthmatic. You know, as a child I had severe asthma. Every spring and every fall I'd be in the hospital. There's photos of me, you know, in the oxygen tank, you know, I was like the boy in the bubble. And, you know, I really couldn't be too active as a child. You know, I couldn't, you know, walk from here to there without needing, you know, my inhaler. You know, anytime the seasons would change and the dust and the pollen would be in the air, I couldn't breathe. So I really wasn't physically active as a kid. And with that, you know, I would gain a little bit of weight. And as I gained a little bit of weight, you know, kids would be really mean. You know, and kids would be mean to you, and you kind of, you know, shy away, and you get depressed. And with depression, you eat a little bit more, you know, because, you know, you're depressed about being fat, and all that does is put the weight on you. And on top of that, you know, as an asthmatic, I was taking a drug called prednisone, which is a steroid for the lungs, which, you know, if you remember, Jerry Lewis had to take prednisone years ago, and he just blew up. So here I am, this, you know, 11-year-old kid taking prednisone, you know, 80 pounds overweight, and I start growing prematurely growing facial hair because I'm taking a steroid for my lungs, and then, you know, it just packed on, and over the years, you know, my whole life, people are like, you need to lose weight, you gotta lose weight. So this opportunity comes where, you know, WWE's paying me decent money, and they asked me to lose weight, and I was like, well, how? You know, all I got is time to work out, and I work out, I spend all this money and time, and, you know, I go and lose 160 pounds, and I get down, I go from 390-something to my lightest was 240. And when people start seeing me, who hadn't seen me in a while, they're like, oh, wow, you don't look right. I'm like, what? They're like, you're too skinny. I'm like, what? You people, my whole life, people are like, tell me I lose weight, and then I lose weight, and then people go, oh, you don't look right. Put the weight back on. I'm like, well, you people make up your minds. You know, it seemed like I was being punked. You know, it's like a cruel joke, but, you know, hey, I mean, it was, I felt good, and you know, all that happy horse hockey stuff, but, you know, it's just, in the long run, you got to do what, you know, be where you're happy, and right now, I'm like at a happy medium of my lightest and my heaviest, because another bad thing about losing all that weight that quickly is I was getting bookings, but people didn't believe that I was me anymore.
Wow.
Here I am wrestling. I'm wrestling as the Blue Meanie, and these fans are yelling from the crowd and saying, you're not the real Blue Meanie. And you're like, yeah, I am. I mean, what do you want, a driver's license? Do you want a blood test? What do you want from me, people? You know, it was a double-edged sword, you know? Yeah, I was doing things, you know, that were healthy, but, you know, it was also hurt my career. And, you know, so I'm at a happy medium where, you know, I'm not as bad as I was, but, you know, people still recognize me now. So, it is what it is, you know, and, you know, I'm very fortunate, you know, that, you know, I had an opportunity to have a character that, you know, set me apart, you know, where I wasn't like totally cookie cutter. And because I don't know if, you know, I would have had the opportunity to be in ECW if I looked at any other way. So, you know, that's a blessing. And like I said, the weight's been a blessing and a curse, and losing it was a blessing and a curse. So.
In 2006, I think it was, you also had an issue with your lungs. Is that related to the asthma you had or something else?
Well, what I had was called an empyema. It's a bacterial infection in the lung. And initially I thought maybe it had to do something with my asthma once I was, you know, the doctors diagnosed me. Ironically, it's ironic that we're talking about this because it was it's the night before St. Patrick's Day, and St. Patrick's Day is this weekend coming up. So
right.
It's going to be the anniversary coming up. It was the night before St. Patrick's Day, and I had a trip out to Portland, Oregon to wrestle for a promotion called West Coast Wrestling Connection. And, I'd worked for him a few times. And for whatever weird, odd reason I went out there, I would always be kind of sick. You know, like I would go out there and I'd have a cold or go out there and have, you know, whatever. And the night before the show, I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and I had a blazing hot fever. And I woke up and I just felt horrible. My face was, I was burning up and felt like death. And I was just like, oh my God. And I was like, I thought maybe, you know, oh, I got the flu or something like that. And, you know, but in my right mind, I probably should have, you know, just not gone. But the fact that, you know, I had already had, you know, worked for these people so many times, and, you know, I'd been sick, and, you know, the one time there was a mix-up with the flight, and so I was like, look, I got to make this shot, you know, for these people, because, they're giving me so much work, and they're good people, and I don't want to, you know, to hurt their promotion's credibility by not showing up. So I roughed it, and, you know, I flew from Philly to Minnesota, Minnesota to Portland. Once I got to, like, Minnesota, I was feeling okay, but I still felt like crap, you know, because, like, my throat was inflamed. It felt like I was swallowing, like, razor blades and stuff like that. So I get out there, and I was like, guys, you're not going to believe this, but I feel like crap, and I'm sick. I'm going to work, but I'm going to do my best, but I'm just, you know, giving you a heads up right now. And I wrestled for them. It was, like, a Saturday, Sunday, and both shows I was miserable. I was sick, you know, I was nauseous and everything else you can imagine with being sick. You know, I'll be polite for the your airwaves. And Monday rolls around, Monday or Tuesday, I think I might have actually stayed the next day, and I make my way home, and as I'm being taken to the airport, I was like, I got to get to a hospital. I feel horrible. So I fly from Portland to Minnesota. In Minnesota, I'm really bad. And I'm like barely able, I like have a roller bag with me, and I'm walking. And, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to pass out. I was like, I'm not a religious person, but I was like, look, if I'm going to pass out, let me pass out in Philadelphia. So I want to go to I'm going to pass out, put me in a Philadelphia hospital, not a hospital in Minnesota where my loved ones are going to be worried about me. So I make it, you know, back to Philly, and I call my girlfriend who had just moved to Philly and, you know, was only here for like 3 months and, or 1 month. And I, you know, I'm like, I might have to go to the hospital. You know, and she's like, what am I getting myself into, you know, I just moved to Philly, and I don't know the area and all this stuff, but I was like, you know what, I had my friend take me home, and I bought some decongestant. I was like, oh, I'll get through this, and a humidifier. I was like, I'll get through this, I'll rough it through, you know, ride it out, because, you know, I thought it was just a flu. So flash forward a couple of days, I start coughing up blood. And,
wow.
I was like, this is kind of serious. And got to the point where I told my girlfriend, I was like, look, I'm going to the hospital now. And she literally had to dress me. I couldn't move or nothing. And we called for a cab. Cab never came. So, you know, my neighbor rushed me to the local hospital. And they threw an oxygen mask on me and, you know, took some x-rays and, you know, pretty much said, hey, you're going to be here for a while. And with that, they said, we're going to have to go in, you know, we're going to have to open you up, and depending on what we find, we may or may not have to take, you know, some of your lung, hopefully we can just put a needle in there and just drain it out, because my whole left lung had filled up with like bacteria and mucus and stuff like that. That's why I was having trouble breathing. It was becoming a disease. That's why I was coughing up blood. And, they knocked me out. I went down. And once I came up, you know, they woke me up. They said, yeah, we opened you up. We went in there, and part of your left lung was, you know, diseased. Part of, you know, the bottom left apart, you know, where it had been filled up. And, you know, they took like 30% of my left lung. So, luckily, you know, that's all it was and stuff like that. But, you know, I said, you know, hey, does this have anything to do with my head? They said, absolutely not. Because prior to me going in there, like 3 months before, prior, they had a girl in there who was like 21, 22, and she was a track star and a star athlete, you know, and she came down with the exact same thing, but, you know, they got to her quicker than me. I mean, she went in, you know, and got checked out quicker than I did. You know, I was just being stubborn and thinking I could just ride something out. And, you know, if I probably should have went in sooner than I did, but, you know, I mean, it took a little while to get, you know, readjusted, and, you know, my whole left side was, you know, numb for months to a year. Every now and then you still feel the effects, you know, depending on the weather and stuff like that. But, it's funny we're talking about it because this is, you know, it's almost the anniversary of it happening. So,
wow.
I'm just very
well, good thing we got you here, and that's the important part, Meanie.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, thank you very much. It's just one of those things that makes you reappreciate life, you know.
Yeah, man.
I was in intensive care for 2 weeks, and
wow,
they you know just doing simple things. They're like, well, we'd like to see you, you know, get up and at least walk or do one or two laps around the ICU,
wow.
'Cause, you know, and just walking around the the nurse's station was like a struggle. I was definitely humbled. If somebody wanted to beat my ass, I couldn't have done anything to, you know, fight back. I was fair game, you know. But it was definitely a humble experience and makes you reappreciate everything you have.
It's amazing, you know. You were doing moonsaults, and now at one point you could, you know, they're reteaching you how to walk. And like
yeah.
I said, it really makes you appreciate everything that we do, man. And when we wake up in the morning and get our feet from the bed and put it on the floor, you got to be thankful every day.
Yeah, I am, and you know, I'm thankful, you know, for the family I have, because, you know, my sister. After I left the hospital, I spent some time with my sister just recuperating, because she's like a nurse's assistant, and it was just appreciative, you know, that I had family and, you know, a wonderful girlfriend that, you know, helped take care of me and stuff like that. Yeah, just very pretty, you know, it's awesome, you know, to see who comes to your aid when you need it.
Now, Meanie, and I've noticed that you've been plugging a lot of DDP yoga. Are you one of the wrestlers that's also doing it?
I'm sorry?
DDP yoga. Are you also doing DDP yoga? Because I see on your Twitter.
I'm very friendly with Dallas Page, and I'm looking into starting it, and hopefully, I could get the ball rolling and, you know, actually start trying it, because, you know, it's something I find inspirational. Some of the videos I've seen of the people who do it, I find it very inspirational, and it could probably help me, because, like, right now I'm having a lot of problems with my hips and my knees and, and ankles, you know, just from years of doing the moonsault, and, you know, I'm willing to give it a shot, you know. I'm talking that out, you know, to, you know, the people behind it, and hopefully we get the ball rolling.
No, take it from me, you'll benefit for a lot. I do yoga as well, and I had heard it
awesome.
This, so trust me, you'll love it. Now, Meanie, tell me about, have you been, I know you were scheduled to show up in TNA, and you didn't go, but have you been contacted by WWE or TNA maybe to make an appearance? Maybe to bring back the DW on TV?
No, I mean, like, if they ever wanted to do something like, I always hoped they would call them, maybe, like, if they ever do, because, you know, they show the ECW television show on their channel. Sometimes they'll bring in, like, you know, a piece of ECW alumni to talk about certain footage and stuff like that. You know, hopefully maybe do something like that. But as far as wrestling goes, they're definitely going for younger, you know, guys, you know, that they get groomed into, you know, bigger stars and stuff like that, you know. And especially since I'm hitting 40, they definitely want to, from what I heard, they're looking, you know, the recruit guys, you know, in their early 20s. So, I mean, if they ever wanted me, it's not like I would turn it down. But it's just like it's their business model right now. They're going for guys in their younger 20s and stuff like that they can groom for the long haul, you know. And, yeah, I definitely have some mileage on me. So, who knows? You know, but as far as TNA, I don't know. I'm supposed to do the one pay-per-view, and I'd already scheduled a vacation to California, and wasn't cheap. And I was like, hey, look, I'll do your pay-per-view. Just please, if you can, just take care of rerouting my flight from Philly to Florida, California. And I'll just take the already scheduled, you know, route back to, you know, Philly that I was going to take. And I guess they saw beneath them that they couldn't, you know, reroute my flight. So that's why decided to just stick with my already planned vacation.
And I know they brought in like an impersonator of the Blue Meanie. Did that any way offended you, or you were okay with it?
No, I didn't care. You know, it's not like anybody saw it or anything. So it's. from what I heard, the guy was a wrestler. He works for the company. And, you know, Nova and Steve were like, man, I hope Meanie's not mad at me. And they're like, nah. And then I totally didn't care. I wasn't offended by it or anything, you know. You know, Stevie and Nova needed something to do, and, you know, they did that. And it's fine. I don't care either way. You know, they had me, you know, tape a promo and stuff like that. So they had me meet up with the film crew in Philadelphia, and I taped a promo saying I wish I could be there and all that good stuff. So.
Now, Meanie, I know you're good at impersonations, one of them being Howard Finkel. What other impersonations do you do? What other stuff do you do? And can I hear another Howard Finkel?
This match is scheduled for one fall in the corner to my left. From Cueva, Puerto Rico, Pedro Morales, you know, shit like that. Stuff like that. I'm sorry. Are you a regular radio, or is this a podcast?
We're a podcast, and we're okay.
Oh, okay, because I almost said a bad word there. So
yeah, it's okay. We try to keep it clean. For the most part, it works, but sometimes every now and then they'll throw it out there.
Yeah. And oh, here's my Undertaker! Yeah. In honor of my late great friend, Paul Bearer, William Moody, who just passed away, who I used to always, you know, have an impersonation of, you know, be like, oh, yes, my Undertaker. So, always say Howard Finkel because, you know, he was a voice of my childhood, and, you know, I was very fortunate that he got to announce me at least once or twice in the WWE, and he's an all-around great person to talk to, whether it be about wrestling, sports, or his awesome taste in music. So
that is. And speaking about music, before I let you go, I know you're a big rock fan. I think I saw one of your tweets. You were watching some Pearl Jam concert. You said,
"Yeah."
What are the any new bands that attract your attention? Yeah, personally, I'm a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch. I don't know about you, but any of the bands out there? How about this new band? You got Gemini, the Gemini Syndrome, the brand new. And if you haven't heard them, you got to check them out. That'd be good.
I haven't heard of them, but I will. I'm always open to new stuff. Bands like the Black Keys are awesome. Uh-huh. And a buddy of mine just turned me on a band called the Alabama Shakes, who are really good. Mm-hmm. So Alabama Shakes, they're like a southern rock band led by a woman, and her voice is so strong you would think it's a man, and it's awesome. So if you get a chance, listen to the Alabama Shakes. And no, there's a lot of good, you know, independent bands out here, you know, out there and stuff like that. And I'm brain farting right now. There's a local band out of Philly called Sorry, Miss Notchers, who I really dig, and. You know, I'm all about wrestling. It's all my music is all about mood and what mood it puts me in, and you know, especially if if it's a song I think would make excellent ring entrance music, you know, for somebody yeah. down the line. But you know, which is funny because you know I have a friend, my friend's band, the Swamp Candles. You know, they're
did make the song right.
Yeah, they're a bluesy rock band. And, you know, I've known them since you know I was a teenager, and you know they had one song they sent me of them jamming in their studio, and I heard the original version of the BWR. I was like, someday that's going to be my ring entrance music. And fortunately, the BWO came along where we needed an original song, and you know that was it. So funny how it all comes around. I'm sorry.
I saw a video on YouTube that you came out in the middle of their the performance. Is that the same band?
Yeah, that was a show for my that was a benefit show for me when I became sick with the lung infection.
Wow.
A bunch of my friends got together and threw a show to help me raise money for a lot of the bills they incurred while I was out sick, you know. And, yeah, that show, when I came out with them, that was the first time they ever did the BWO song live, and they had me come out on stage. And it was a really cool, organic moment, you know, where
how cool was that?
You know, I got to, you know, come out and be a rock star for 3 minutes. Even though I can't sing or play an instrument, you know.
You just did the Blue Meanie dance and you were satisfied with the music in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all I needed to be done, you know. I had a good line that night because, you know, the benefit was like it started off with comedians and then we had bands. And I was like, yeah, I always had a daydream that, you know, one day I could get all my friends in the one room and you know, we'd get together and party. And I didn't think I'd have to lose my home to get you all in the same room, but I'm glad I'm glad we had this moment, you know. And I got a good laugh out of everybody. And, yeah, that's funny you bring up the video because that was for my lung surgery benefit. So, yeah.
Wow. Meanie, thanks so very much. I don't want to take too much time. Really a lot of fun talking to you and learning about you. And, you know, happy that you're good, happy that you're healthy. Hopefully we can see you in action, perhaps maybe one more time in the WWE as a BWO, or if you're ever in South Florida, man, we'd love to see you in person as well.
I'm available.
There you go. Yeah. So all those South Florida promoters, the Blue Meanie is available. You can follow him on Twitter at the, that's T-H-E-E, Blue Meanie. That's on Twitter. Blue Meanie, last before you go, can you just give us a plug, man? And just say, does the Blue Meanie keep listening to the Roman Show?
Okay. Anytime or?
Anytime you want.
Hey, everybody, this is ECW. And let me start over. Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody, this is WWF wrestler and former ECW original, The Blue Meanie. Keep listening to The Roman Show or I'll come find you.
Meanie, thank you so very much, dude. And hopefully we'll have you again here at the show. It was fun talking to you, man.
Sure, man. Yeah, I had a good time. I'm glad you let me babble. So,
no worries, my man. And I'm going to go ahead and text you or virtually send you that 5-hour energy.
Awesome, man. I'm waiting. I'm begging you.
Thank you, Meanie. Have a good night, my man.
Have a great night. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Well, here, ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Meanie here on The Roman Show. What a great interview. He let us in into his life and how he dealt with his illness, but he's 100%. He's ready to go, and he's actually looking forward to possibly going into taking some DDP yoga. Good stuff out of there. If you missed it, don't worry about it. You can catch it when we put it up on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and RodolphoRoman.com. We're going to go to a quick little break. We'll be right back with more of The Roman Show, plus some free Bump Drunk merchandise.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH.
or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
You gotta keep them separated.
Get that ECW feeling tonight after having BWO WWE veteran, the Blue Meanie, on the program. Also, an ECW veteran as well. And that is the song there of Raven. Come out and play of the Offspring. Cool song, man. Always enjoyed it. That being said, let's go ahead and reach out to the Sheik, abumpdrunk.com. They've done a whole bunch of graphics for promotions, and the t-shirts are awesome. You'll love them. Bumpdrunk.com is the website. I was checking out some of their stuff. I love their hoodie, the Lucha mask. Hey, Sheik, how are you, my man? Welcome to The Roman Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All right, man. Absolutely awesome, Sheik. Hey, was just telling the folks here about bumpdrunk.com and some of the merchandise. And notice that you guys do a lot of work for companies like Resistance Pro. And you did some graphic works for Ring Warriors, where we're located down here in South Florida. And I much commend you, man. You have some cool stuff out there. Really fell in love with that hoodie of the Lucha, the Lucha mask one, which is really, really neat stuff, man. So some of the creations that you got here, what's the inspiration behind some of these designs that you have in your T-shirts and your hoodies and the rest of your merchandise?
Well, I mean, the inspiration's pro wrestling, the love of pro wrestling, pop culture. It's just really a labor of love, and we just like designing, and that's what comes out.
Now, with that being said, though, I mean, you've had so much success working with Resistance Pro and other companies. How did you guys manage to put this thing together? And again, what have you seen as far as the result of it and the people out there, the wrestling fans?
Well, I was designing things like T-shirts and posters and whatnot for a long time, and we just decided to go public. I have a partner, and we decided to take it public. We were designing stuff, and pretty much the boys were buying it and things like that, and we had a lot of stuff in the WWE locker room, and Chris Benoit bought a bunch of our Brody shirts, and Cena bought a couple of our kayfabe shirts, and even Vince wanted a kayfabe shirt, and MVP brought it to the back over there, and everybody pretty much was going nuts for it, and it was just pretty much a private thing for a few years, and then we decided to go public with it last year, at the end of last year, like November, October, something like that, I can't remember, and it's just been blowing up. The fans' reaction has just been amazing. I mean, we've been selling a lot of merchandise, and everybody's had some really great feedback. The quality's really good. The shipping is really fast, and we're making what people want. So it's been real good. It's been a cool ride, and we've got a lot more stuff coming out. And I mean, we've got so many ideas. We just can't do it fast enough because we're busy. But we were putting out like 5 or 6 designs a week, and now we're trying to scale back to about 1 a week. Just to keep it fresh and to keep us, you know, not being chained to it all the time, because it's just like a side project. But it's been blowing up really nice. It's becoming a lot bigger than the initial thought of the side project. But we're real happy with it.
Yeah, and you know, you're definitely on the right path, because when you think of wrestling merchandise, you only got WWE or TNA, and then here you guys are when you do the independent T-shirts and so forth. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I've noticed that the independent scene has really blown up little by little. And it's not like it was back then. You know, you had NWA, then you had ECW, and then you had WCW and WWE. But now you have all these independents out there, Resistance Pro down here in South Florida. You have Ring Warriors. You have a whole list of independent Ring of Honor. A list of them. And these guys need some merchandise and need some designers. And what better way to go with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're designing for a lot of independents as far as posters go, And then as far as apparel and merchandise and whatnot, we're designing for Resistance Pro, Zero One, and Pro Wrestling Syndicate, who puts on these fantastic super shows. And, of course, Resistance Pro is headed by Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins, and they put on amazing events as well. And, yeah, it's just growing little by little. I think the really cool niche that we have is the fact that we do a lot of Japanese merchandise, which people don't see. And I tour Japan quite frequently. And when I go there, the T-shirts there are like $50-$60. So it's really hard. I mean, all my friends will be like, hey, bring me back some T-shirts. And it's like, okay, you know, but, you know, 10 people want T-shirts, and that's a lot of money. And you know, everybody doesn't want to pay $60 for a T-shirt. So we're making these affordable Japanese versions. And then the real cool thing was the launching pad for the Japanese versions, for the Japanese merch, was the fact that Bruiser Brody's widow, I reached out to her a few years ago, and we corresponded back and forth, and she allowed me to do official Bruiser Brody merchandise, which has been really amazing. And it's actually, the Bruiser Brody stuff is our biggest seller. And then Jake Roberts let me do a shirt for him. And, you know, it's just snowballing. So it's been really cool. We're at bumtrunk.com, and we have a lot of awesome T-shirts and stuff. But we're always open if somebody wants to write us something. We have a contact if somebody wants something in particular. If we get, like, a few people wanting the same shirt, we'll make it up and do it up and start selling it.
That is awesome. Yeah, I was just looking at the Keep Calm and Powerbomb shirt, which is awesome. And I saw that the Jake the Sneak one, the K-Fab with the whole, it kind of looks like the whole G.I. Joe type of thing. And the Bruiser Brody, like you said, you have a couple of them, actually, in
sections.
You can check it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're in all the sections, in the men's, women's. And that's another thing, too, is we offer women's shirts. We offer kids' shirts. We offer triple and quadruple X, which, you know, a lot of people don't offer all that. So we've got pretty much everybody covered. We've got girl colors, you know, we've got little kids colors, you know, so it's, you know, there's a good variety, and you know, it's a nice shopping space for professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And we're also going to start offering posters and stuff soon.
Yeah. I love the posters, dude, the whole graphics you guys use. So any promotions out there that they're looking for graphic designers, bumpdrunk.com is a website you need to visit. And you know, when I put the information out saying that you guys were going to be on the program, I started getting tweets like, gosh, you know, how do I get a free T-shirt? How do I get a free T-shirt? And that's why I reached out to you, Shay. I says, Cheek, we got to give these fans something because they want it, man. They're just oozing for this. They're just oozing for this. So, you know, I came out with a question as far as if they can answer this question, they could tweet the answer to @RomanDH on Twitter, or you can reach out to @BumpDrunk on Twitter, and we're going to go hook you up with the T-shirt. Now, we just had the Blue Meanie here in the program. So the question will be in relation to the interview that we just did. So it's pretty easy. Name the person that inspired the Blue Meanie to join in professional wrestling. If you can name the person who inspired him to get into pro wrestling, we will hook you up with a T-shirt courtesy of bumpdrunk.com, which is absolutely awesome. So you say that once a week you guys are coming with designs.
Yeah, we were doing like 4 to 6. Sometimes it was crazy. We were doing like 8 designs a week. I mean, we were just pumping stuff out, but now we're going to scale it back and probably only do a Monday Night Raw release. So basically we'll live tweet Raw, and we'll have our Raw release that'll come out between 9 and 12 Eastern time. And then we also do contests and stuff, so you always want to look out. We're on Twitter @BumpDrunkCom. Like bumpdrunk.com, but of course not the dot. It's @bumpdrunk.com. And we're on online @bumpdrunk.com. And you can like us on Facebook, you know, all that stuff. Follow us on Twitter. And We have contests all the time for free merch. We also have a lot of deals. Like, a lot of people don't offer deals to their fans. We always do, like, free shipping deals or, you know, however much money off, you know, for a certain order or whatnot. Like, I think if you did a couple weeks ago, we offered, like, for a $30 order, like, $10 off or something like that. So we got some really good deals for the fans and, you know, trying to make it as economical and as fun as possible.
That is awesome, Cheek. Well, thanks so very much again, guys. If you want to buy some really neat merchandise related to pro wrestling, like Jake the Snake t-shirts, Bruiser Brody t-shirts, Japanese motivated t-shirts, designs for your next show, you need to visit bumpdrunk.com or visit them or follow them on Twitter at bumpdrunk.com. Cheek, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Oh, no, that's about it. I'm coming back to wrestling in April. I've been out for 6 months with an injury. I was in Australia. I got messed up my ankle and broke my leg. And so I've been out for a while, but I'm coming back in April. I'm on the comeback trail, so look out for me. I'll be back on the independent scene, make my way back up to the top of the international scene, and rock and roll, man.
That is awesome, Sheik. And next time we're going to have you here to talk about your wrestling career as well. Follow them, guys, bumpdrunk.com, the website, cool merchandise out there. And again, answer the question, who motivated the Blue Meanie to join professional wrestling? You answer the question, we will hook you up with a Bump Drunk merchandise. Just tweet the question to at RomanDH or at bumpdrunk.com. Sheik, thanks so very much, man. Appreciate it. Good night.
Cool. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Sheik of bumpdrunk.com on The Roman Show. Hooking you up with some free merchandise. And, you know, we got Joe the reporter on the line before we go. Joe. Joe, you there? Hello, Joe. I guess we had Joe, but he stepped out for a few seconds. Guys, well, just want to read some of the quick news here before we finish off the show. And that is there's a new show now in June. It's no longer going to be what it was once known as No Way Out. It's not going to be known as Payback. And WWE's Over the Limit pay-per-view has been moved to October, replacing Vengeance, and will share the same month as the annual Hell in a Cell event. Now, we had talked to Joe earlier today that Lesnar and Triple H could be a MMA-style fight between the stars. We don't know. We would have to find out. Again, they don't want to leak out the information, but that is what they're working on. Also, check out John Cena on Men's Fitness Magazine. He's on the front cover. Mr. John Cena there, Mr. Can't See Me. Also, the Bella Twins returned last night on Monday Night Raw. Seems like they could possibly return on SmackDown as WWE is looking to hiring more divas. So they're reaching out to former divas, trying to get some and build some as well. Guys, tweet us your opinion as far as what you thought about CM Punk interrupting the tribute from The Undertaker to Paul Bearer. We'd love to hear it. We really would love to hear it. At RomanDH is the website. Follow us on our YouTube account, .com/RRRoman0201. Also, want to make the announcement that we are working on, ladies and gentlemen. We are working on, we're going to let you know right now, this is just received the information. We're getting information, ladies and gentlemen, that subscribe to our YouTube channel, RROMAN, because in this month on our YouTube, we are going to have an exclusive interview with Vladimir Kozlov. Remember Vladimir Kozlov? The Russian dude teamed up with Santino Marella. Well, he went into MMA, and we're going to get an exclusive interview. Apparently, he's also wrestling in Japan, but he was always known for his sambo, kickboxing, and judo, and, of course, MMA. So we're getting an exclusive interview with Vladimir Kozlov here in South Florida on video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, RROMAN0201. Also, we got Anthony Johnson of the Black Zillions and Tyrone Sprung of the Black Zillions on our YouTube channel. They'll be up by, this week. So make sure you subscribe again, RROMAN0201. Also, special shout-out, guys, to Vita Coco don't drink a tasteless water. Drink something with taste, and that's Vita Coco, and get hydrated. Shout out too to fightvit.com. That's fightvit.com for some extra energy. And Jocko, an elite performance sports brand that designs apparel for the training disciplines and emerging culture of a new breed of athlete. Guys, also, we were at Wrestle Fiesta this past weekend. If you want us to be at your show, email us at romandh@yahoo.com. That's romandh@yahoo.com. Let us know where you want us to be. We'll make sure to excite your crowd at your promotion. Next week, we'll have Nelly back on the show if all goes well. She was a little tied up there. She'll be letting us know about the what's going on in the world of entertainment. And every day I look at the entertainment news, it's really shocking what I hear from all this stuff. Joe's on the line. Joe, you there?
Yeah.
Joe, so what you think about the Blue Meanie, man?
Wow. The thing with his lung thing and his asthma, I never even thought about that. And, wow, he really lost a lot of weight.
He did. He did. And you know what's amazing is the guy keeps going. And that's just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't let one little thing like that, you know, stop him for anything. It's like how you said, you know, it's like as soon as you wake up, you plant those feet on the ground, and you keep on moving.
That's it, man. That's all it is. And guys, again, answer the question: who motivated Blue Meanie to train professional wrestling? If you name the exact name, the exact person, we'll hook you up with a free T-shirt to BumpDrunk.com. That's Bump Drunk Merchandise. We'll hook you up with a T-shirt courtesy of BumpDrunk.com. Keeping up here with the information, I know, Joe, you follow baseball, that the Dominican Republic beat 5-4 Italy.
Wow.
And well, the USA is playing right now against Puerto Rico? Yeah, it's Puerto Rico. So the winner of that will then face Dominican Republic, and that's taking place here actually at Marlins Park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about the attendance there. I know that I saw some really cheap tickets, which it's 2-0 right now. Bottom of the fifth inning, Puerto Rico is down.
Ooh.
Yeah, so just want to let you know that the fifth inning, Puerto Rico is down 2-0. USA is up, so it possibly could be USA versus Dominican Republic on Thursday as the World Baseball Classic gets underway. But, yeah, in fact, I'll be going out there tomorrow. That is the reason why, guys, that the show will not be taking place tomorrow. It will be taking place on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. So if you're around the area in the World Baseball Classic and you see the Roman Show shirt or anything like that, swing by, man. Take a picture or something like that. So, yeah. Joe, before we go, man, what can we expect, you think, of SmackDown and Raw as we get closer to WrestleMania 29?
Wow. It's the wait, and the wait. To see what's going to happen with Alberto Torrio, with
Jack Swagger.
With Jack Swagger, and what's going on with the whole thing with Jack Swagger, and let's see how long that will last.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting to see how long it will last, because you really need Alberto Del Rio for that gimmick, for that storyline. So how long will that storyline last? Will they have Swagger win to continue it to the next pay-per-view? It makes sense, but we would have to see, and, you know, I mean,
I doubt it.
You think it's the end of it right here and then?
Yes, it'll be the end. It's already getting a little bit too repetitive, you know, that whole we the people, and we the people. It's just getting too repetitive. It's like as soon as I see this, it's like, honestly, you want to change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get me wrong, I love the parody that they did on Monday Night Raw. Alberto Del Rio.
It was really funny.
Oh, that was hilarious.
It was hilarious. It was very funny. Well, Joe, with that being said, again, keep a close eye, guys, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RROMAN, because you will soon see possibly a Vladimir Kozlov interview. Guy was training for MMA. He's a big dude, man. big dude, Vladimir Kozlov, who now lives in South Florida. So he is getting, we're going to see exactly what he's been up to. Joe, before we go, man, anything else you'd like to add?
Not really. It was pretty fun being back here at the show again. You know, hopefully my schedule doesn't get me a little too tied up. But, you know, like today, you know, I had a little time off and I shared it with you.
Awesome, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We'll catch you on Thursday as we will have Josh Berkman, Igor Gracie, and a whole long list of fighters here on our MMA show this Wednesday. So make sure you listen in next week too on Wednesday, and then the entertainment and wrestling show and sports will be taking place on Thursday night. So make sure you stay tuned for that. With that being said, catch you Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night.
What's up? This your boy Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Aroma. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Aroma. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.